It means seeing your flaws, accepting them, and realizing I can do better. So these are just a few thoughts to think about on this podcast. So welcome to Winning with Trevor. I appreciate your ears, your minds, and the time that you spend contemplating how you can be successful.
Success is the current theme for Winning with Trevor, your no BS guide to self-improvement. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to another episode of Winning with Trevor, your no BS guide to self-improvement, where we talk about topics that are geared to get you into the right mindset, because mindset is everything. When you have the right mindset, you're able to overcome the obstacles that you face in life between you and the goals that you want to achieve. And you know what? The interesting fact about all of this is that often our own obstacles are ourselves. The way we think about ourselves, the self-image that we hold about ourselves, is really often, more than anything else, what's holding us back. And so it comes down to our ability to recognize what are the habits, what are the things that are going on in our life that are a result of the way we think. Because how we think about something determines our response to it. And the fact is that we are often unconsciously just going through a series of routines and habits for the way we think. And I've spoken about this in previous podcasts, and the thing is that often we have to hear something 6 or 7 times before we start to actually practice it and do this effectively. It's a trial and error system. Sometimes we find that our approach to one problem is just not going to solve it. It's not going to effectively remedy the situations that we're trying to get ahead of. And so we got to try a new tactic and don't give up. That's the key, is that often if you don't succeed at first, try again for another platitude for you. But the real thing is that if your intention is truly to rise above the obstacles that are presented before you, whether these are obstacles by exterior circumstances, other people, pressures at home, pressures at work, pressures with family, pressures with relationships that you're in romantically with your partner, pressures with the adversity that sometimes hits us. I've been in, 2 car accidents in the past few months, and it has not been fun overcoming these. But you know what? Even to the point where I'm able, right after airbags hit me in the face, to say, you know what? I choose my response to this situation. I choose how I'm going to feel. I choose what I'm going to nurture and dwell upon and shift my mindset to one of success, because that's really what's going to help you out. There are people that, even in the most dire circumstances, have had positive attitudes, people that have lived in concentration camps that have found a way to cope and to use their own mindset to still thrive. Not that that's an ideal situation or one that I would ever encourage anyone to experience, but the fact of the matter is we are much stronger than we think, and we are much more able, capable of fulfilling our own potential to be the best version of ourselves if we simply give ourselves the chance to shine, to rise above the obstacles that our previous habits in life have presented us with. And that's the real key, is to examine what kind of habits have led you to where you're at right now. I mean, do that. I'm all the time encouraging people to get out notepads and to write stuff down, make it concrete, make it tangible in this reality, and learn to find out what your life map is. Find out what really led to this. You know, you can have 2 columns. You can have 1 column on the left, which will be a skinny column, a vertical skinny column on your notebook, and then a more horizontal, longer column that is wider on the right-hand side. On the left-hand side, you're going to write habits. On the right-hand side, you're going to write life results. And just see if you can break it down. See if you can break down some of your thought habits, some of your social habits, some of your response habits. So response habits are how you habitually respond to stimuli outside yourself, whether that's to good things happening, bad things happening that you can't really figure out. How do you respond to these things? What is your habit of response? And for each of these three categories, write down the life situation that you can most closely tie to that. This will give you a shit ton of clarity. This will give you a lot of insight into what you're doing that is resulting in the life that you live in. Now, we have four maxims at the Winning with Trevor No BS Guide to Self-Improvement podcast. The first one is success, which is our current theme because it is so vital and important that we understand the dynamic relationship of what being a successful person means in our social and interpersonal relationship skills, as well as in our monetary acquisition, as well as in our material acquisition, and as well as in our quality of life. No one should be made to feel uncomfortable. As my friend Philip likes to say, stuff is made to break your heart. But the thing is that there's nothing wrong with wanting to achieve more and to level up your quality of life and get a few more creature comforts that make you feel good about who you are and the accomplishments that you've made. But obviously, you want to have the barometer shifted towards the accomplishment you make as the person you're becoming, and the relationships that you have socially with other people in your life, and the barometer of how healthy those relationships are and how they nurture your own development as a person, as a social butterfly. And the next one is personal responsibility, the third maxim, because we have to own up and take responsibility for who we are and the person that we're becoming in order to make progress along that front. And then the last one was our first theme, which is self-awareness, because we must be aware of the self that we are co-creating with the environment that we live in and our response to that environment and our opinion of the events that happen to us in order to affect real positive change, develop real momentum that results in actually getting to your goal instead of forever always trying to get there, your whole life trying to get there, saying, I'm almost there, but I'm still going, let me put it off till next year. And then you do this ad nauseum. So you got to take responsibility for your momentum. You got to take responsibility for increasing your own measurement of self-awareness. How does one measure self-awareness? What is self-awareness? Well, I covered that for like 4 or 5 months. So scroll back, review some of the other podcasts, and get up to date. I can just say, in short, that being aware of yourself is kind of like a sculpture. It's kind of like a painting. It's kind of like being able to watch something being created as it's being created and also being aware of how you are creating it. And this is easy to do if you have a canvas and you have paints and you're watching the picture take form. You're watching how everything is being shaped together and you're like, okay, Bob Ross, let's paint a beautiful sunset that represents your feelings. You can see how the horizon line stretches out. You can see how the colors, the pastels, the blues of the sky contrast with the yellow of the sun, and you're creating that. You can look at your hand, you can look at the brush, you can look at the canvas, you can look at the end result and say, oh, this is how I did this. And the creation of who we are through increased self-awareness is very similar to that. Bob Ross, he was onto something, or on something. And that's really a beautiful thing. When we can look at ourselves as kind of this wonderful art project, instead of feeling pressured, instead of feeling like I have to do this, I'm going to fail if I don't, and using negative reinforcement or fear, it's not going to work as well as when you use positive reinforcement and look at it as this kind of beautiful art project, creating this mural of experiences of our life and being able to see, okay, so I am co-creating myself and this is the self-awareness I have of this process as I respond to things, as I develop new habits, as I nurture old habits, as I continue to do things that either move me forward or move me backwards or keep me stuck in the same place. How many people really know what their life purpose is? Are you stuck? Do you feel like you understand what your life purpose is? Well, schedule a free appointment with me to talk about life coaching at trevorwgoodchild.com/happinesslifecoach. And we can talk about that because life purpose is super important for all the maxims that I've discussed. Because otherwise, you know, we're just spinning our wheels. We're treading water. What happens to people that are treading water? They drown eventually. You don't want to just tread water. You want to have a definite goal. You want to head towards this goal. And sometimes along the way, you may refine these goals. You may find along the way you want to do other things. I thought in 2016 that I was going to be some digital marketer guru guy. I thought I was going to run ads on Facebook and help clients sell products and all this stuff. And I thought that was what I was going to do because I know so much about Facebook and I'm super informed on the platform. But that's not where my heart is. My heart is not in selling things. It's not in counting metrics, looking at screens of graphs. I mean, I love maps. Maps are really interesting. Even the map in fictional books like Lord of the Rings, the map of the whole fictional character country that J.R.R. Tolkien created. So the thing is that my heart was in helping people. My heart is more focused on what positive impact can I actually make on this world? How can I be someone that really makes a difference for other people when they're going through hardship, when they're going through adversity, when they feel like they can't do anything and they're stuck? I love helping people discover their life purpose. I love helping people get unstuck, start developing momentum, and actually going forward. By the way, if you haven't subscribed to my email newsletter, you're missing out on some amazing content. Every Tuesday, I email it out. Cool pictures, cool stories, cool life hacks and tips. You can subscribe at trevorwgoodchild.com/subscribe. Now, keep in mind, because I don't like spam and I protect your privacy, you'll need to opt in twice. So after you enter your email in, you'll get another email that will ask you to opt in a second time. So remember to take care of that. I've noticed a few people have signed up and haven't taken the second step yet. So just FYI. And, you know, you might find value in that. I'm going to be working on a new set of materials aimed at helping schools, and that's going to be one of my focuses on is being a motivational youth speaker, and I've got some really cool presentations lined up, and one of the things that I'm focusing on now is basically guides for young people, for teenagers, for those that are in high school. It's a really rocky time. It's a really hard time to deal with things. You got the testosterone and the estrogen flowing. You got the sense of having to belong to a crowd, wanting to fit in. And, you know, these days kids have cell phones earlier and earlier. And so they're on social media network. There's all kinds of, you know, pressure there to gain acceptance, to gain admittance into a perceived social group or niche that defines for a lot of young people a sense of what being right is. I now belong. Everything is good. Everything is right. Well, it's really tough. And, you know, in my backstory, I was, you know, scrounging for dinner in a dumpster, trying to live the best I could while going to high school, not giving up on my dream because my dad got a GED while serving time in prison. And I thought, I can do better than that. Let me at least get a college degree. And now I'm a college graduate. And that's fantastic. So from homeless teen to college graduate, it's a pretty cool journey. I'm not done yet. And so what I want to do is I'm focusing on helping the youth with some of the things that they're struggling with. If you can, you know, think of stuff that you struggled with when you were in high school or middle school, and you'd like to offer some input, please feel free to email me at trevor@trevorwgoodchild.com and just send some of your thoughts and suggestions on what you think some really vital topics are to cover during this coming of age period of our lives, which often sets the narrative. As I mentioned in the very first podcast for Winning with Trevor, we talk about how basically we go through this period of time where everything is chaotic. Everything is crazy. We're trying to figure out who we are. And then we enter our 20s and we kind of start going to sleep, 20s to 30s. And we get really set in our ways. And we often end up feeling stuck later on because we didn't take the necessary steps to have that exploratory, honest, brutally honest conversation with ourselves about what we really want, what really makes us happy, and what we really need to be doing to get into a better place. So it's really important that I think young people today have those tools because, I mean, after teaching at Austin Independent School District here in Austin, Texas, and getting exposed to how different generations now are perceiving information, their attention spans, their basic ability to socialize, interact, receive feedback, have problem-solving skills, have conflict resolution skills, understanding how to build confidence, how to effectively communicate their feelings. I got to see a real kind of, you know, perspective, a time capsule, if you would, of what it was like for me growing up in the 80s and early 90s and what school was like then and what it's like right now. And there's a lot of different changes now. Kids, on one hand, have just this incredible access to technology and the internet and a lot of things that would have taken my generation, millennials, or exennials, if you want to be specific, taking a lot longer to pick up, to understand, to learn a skill, some things that you can learn online and YouTube. But on the other hand, emotional intelligence, I think, is dropping on some corresponding level to technology. We can probably have endless debates about this because a lot of people are very polarized about having any kind of constructive critique on technology at all. You're kind of labeled a technophobe if you say anything is not positive about technology, but there is a very specific social development that is happening and is not happening as a result of codependence upon technology for socialization skills. You don't build trust over virtual assistants. You don't build trust over Skype sessions and Zoom sessions. You build trust face-to-face with other people. That's definitely something that is not augmented by technology. We could have a whole separate spinoff section and talk endlessly about this. It's a very fascinating topic. I think that technology has done some incredible things, and it's really quite amazing and phenomenal. And who doesn't like to get the newest high-tech toy? But at the same time, when it comes to our youth, you know, it's really vital that we help them learn the basic skills of healthy interaction before they get too sucked into staring at screens. I mean, there's a whole reason why the series on Netflix, Black Mirror, came out and was hugely popular, is because it really describes what's possible in a dystopian future if some of these not-so-great attributes of socialization mixed with technology or the result of socialization skills developing from exposure to technology looks like, taken to extreme negative extents. And you know, there's a lot of truth in that. It's scary. It's scary. I like having my smartphone, being able to instantly look up something, being able to find on Google Maps where I need to go if I'm going to a new place or I'm traveling, like I recently was to London in France, being able to figure out how not to get lost AF. Yeah, that's great. But what about if you're going on a date with someone and he or she can't stop staring at their cell phone the whole time? Or what if you're trying to talk to your child, have a serious conversation about something that is really important for their future or for their present, and they can't stop checking Facebook on their phone? It's a little bit hard to bridge that gap. So some of the stuff that I address when I'm making presentations at schools and colleges is understanding how to develop these self-care success skills, which is a new program that I'm developing as part of the Winning Whichever Experience for youth speaking. So if you have a school that needs a motivational youth speaker, please feel free again to email me at trevor@trevorwgoodchild.com or just go to trevorwgoodchild.com. You can see an example of some of my previous presentations and you'll have more information there. But I think it's just really important for us to synthesize the fact that we have various automatic assumptions going on about the life that we live. And these assumptions can lead us down alternate pathways for where our mind and our heart and our feelings go, which then shape our life. Because I've had a lot of different habits that I've had, that I've changed, that I've improved, that I've completely gotten rid of, or created another one to replace it with over my lifetime, because some of the things that I've noticed is the correspondence between the habits that I have and kind of signals of the universe responding to my opinion of what is going on. We create this feedback loop, as I talked about in the two or three podcasts ago, when I was talking about life as an organism and the way that we interact with that on an energetic, synergetic level beneath the surface by our emotional relationship between the events that happen, our self-image, and our relationship with the thoughts that we think about our life and other people and the experiences that we have, because all of this is interconnected and related. And part of my understanding of this has enabled me to go from being a homeless teenager to being a college graduate and an entrepreneur, and I'm not done yet, and I got a lot of stuff to work on. But at the same time, the stuff that I've learned so far has really helped other people, and I would like to help you guys out as well. So that's why I'm sharing some of these details, and that's why I think it really is important. It may seem silly, it may seem redundant, and it may seem scary to sit down and try to map out what habits that you currently have or have had in the past, and how that's resulted in specific life events, situations, friendships, or the loss of such. I've definitely been guilty of losing more than one friendship in my life as a result of the behavior that I had from the habits that I didn't even realize were governing my behavior. It sucks. But what can you learn from this? You know, there's two approaches. You can look at some stuff that happens to you and you can say, wow, that sucks. I'm going to, you know, bitch and complain about it, or I'm going to beat myself up about it. Or you can say, what real valuable insight does this have into my own character? And what are some of the root causes for why this even happened in the first place? What can I do about this right now to change my trajectory into one that is resulting in success? How do I define success? What can I do to get closer to my goals instead of just run the same rat race maze? And the thing is you're not racing against other people. You're racing against yourself. Because we need to bridge the gap between our ego and our soul, our child self and our adult self. We need to be able to be whole as a person. And we can only do that through sincere, honest reflection and taking actions. So I hope you've enjoyed this podcast today. I would like you to take action right now and subscribe to my email newsletter at trevorwgoodchild.com/subscribe. Check out trevorwgoodchild.com if you know a school that would benefit from having the students motivated on really making something out of their life, and also the value of going to college, not just for achieving career goals, but for the benefit it has in smoothing out your socialization skills, finding great role models in some of the professors, and making lifelong friendships. And so I encourage you to do that. If you haven't had a chance to visit my Instagram page, you can find me at Trevor W. Goodchild INC. I've got an amazing, incredible, beautiful Instagram page with gorgeous pictures that are all just designed to inspire, to motivate. It is just like falling into a room full of puppy dogs, balloons, and butterflies. All right, maybe not exactly like that. I don't know how to make this analogy. It's just great. It's a great profile. I put a lot of work into it for you guys, because I want it to be a source of positivity and light and goodness. And it is. It's all super positive. You can go ahead and also navigate to my Facebook page, facebook.com/TrevorWGoodchildINC. And I'll be restarting my Facebook Live sessions there, which I had been not doing for a while because I've been taking Spanish classes and it's been quite busy for me on that front. But now I have some more time freed up. I'll do some more Facebook Lives and connect with you there. Do you run an advertising agency? Are you trying to run ads on social media platforms and you're having trouble getting them approved? You don't understand the policy of the platform? Feel free to reach out to me, trevor@trevorwgoodchild.com. We can schedule a conversation to talk. I do social media consulting, especially for ad policy. So another service that I'm offering right now. And you know, you can always download one of my ebooks, trevorwgoodchild.com/5lifehacks. I'm going to be coming up with some new ebooks now focused on youth and education. And I'm going to be doing also some educational conferences with some workshops for teachers. So if you know some teachers or some conferences that are educational based and need help, I have a presentation that is called Connecting the Gaps, Winning the Classroom, about developing a sense of rapport and communication with the students that allows them to take responsibility for the overall progress of the class. And lastly, last podcast, I was super motivated, super intense. And you know what? I had to do that because I feel like sometimes we have to shake ourselves out of our own routine. Sometimes we really have to get beyond it and just say, you know what? I'm done. I'm done with these old habits. I'm done with this routine. It's time to develop new habits, new routines, and achieve the goals that we're really setting our minds on. So hope you enjoyed that. Sorry if that was too intense, but sometimes we really gotta break a few eggs to make an omelet. All right. Well, I hope that your weekend is going to go fantabulous. Thanks again for tuning in to Winning with Trevor, your no BS guide to self-improvement. I wish you the best.
It means seeing your flaws, accepting them, and realizing I can do better. So these are just a few thoughts to think about on this podcast. This is Winning with Trevor, signing off. Appreciate your ears, your minds, and the time that you spend contemplating how you can be successful.